Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, I'm recording in my car, and we're going to be talking about the ghost train tracks in San Antonio. If you're driving south of San Antonio, we already know there's a lot of weird stuff you can check out. But near San Juan Mission, at the intersection of Villemain and Shane, you come across a set of infamous train tracks. Like any good ghost story, this one has multiple variations, so you've probably heard a version of it. The legend says that in the 1930s or 40s, a school bus was driving across this set of tracks, and the bus suddenly stalled out. The driver tried desperately to restart the vehicle. He suddenly heard the whistle of a train and saw it barreling down the track. The drivers rushed to get the kids from the bus, but he and 10 children were killed instantly when the train struck the bus itself. And this is where we have some variation. Some say that the headlight was on the train and it was out, giving no warning. Supposedly, there was a nun in the bus and she was thrown from the vehicle. She survived, but with a serious sense of survivor's guilt. So she returned to the site, parking her car across the tracks with the hope that the train would take her life. Instead, as the train approached, her vehicle was pushed from the tracks. She emerged from the vehicle looking to see who had helped. And in the dust on the back of her car, she found small handprints that looked like they belonged to children. So the legend grew exponentially from here. Today, it's a very popular location and previously was used to try as an experiment. People would pull their vehicles onto the track, sprinkle the back of their car with baby powder, and make sure that it was set in neutral. And those who have tried this before swore up and down that their vehicle was pushed from the tracks and there were small handprints decorated on the back of the vehicle. A rumor even started that the names for the cross streets of the tracks were names for the students. In my collection of Fiesta medals, I even have one with a car with small little handprints on the back of it. That's how much this rumor means to San Antonio. But I hate to tell you this, not everyone is a believer, and there's an incredibly good reason for that. According to local newspapers, historians, and other reports, there was never an accident at this set of train tracks. The accident that they mostly believe was the start of this story happened on December 1st, 1938 in Salt Lake City, Utah. A bus was traveling through blizzard conditions and stalled out on railroad tracks just as a freight train headed their way. In that case, every single person died. No one really knows how the story morphed from Salt Lake City to San Antonio, but what is known is that there used to be a slight incline at the hill, and human fingerprints leave behind oils that can show up in baby powder. In 2018, Union Pacific added a side rail to the area, changing the elevation. While this saddened locals who love the story, it also kept a lot of people from doing very dangerous and stupid things on the train track to try and prove an urban legend. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you have a very, very happy spooky season, and we'll be back with more next week.